from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2.
Your midday destination for Chicago sports talk
on 670 The Score
in Odyssey Station.
And now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and the Cubs win the ball game. One of the more incredible victories that you will ever see. The Cubs rallied for 6 in the ninth inning to win it by a score of 14-10, and a weary but very happy Cubs team.
That electricity has yet to fully dissipate. That was really pretty cool. And I don't know when you turned the TV back on, or if you ever got a note from somebody who said, hey, are you watching this Cubs game? Did you leave when it was 10-3? Well,
yes, and then I came back and the score was not 18 runs good, but then it got even better.
What do you think Christian Bethencourt's WRC plus is?
A million?
Yeah.
He had a good week on Wednesday.
Seriously, what do you think it is?
If he had 7 RBI in a single game and he doesn't have much playing time, 130.
265.
What?
Well, yeah, Seiya Suzuki's at 130. Christian Bethencourt is 2.65 times as good as a current average major league player.
So I didn't
offensively.
I had to like walk to work and just, you know, pick up where we left off and all this and that, because it was a shorty on Wednesday. And I'm watching that whole situation unfold in the ninth inning, thinking they're intentionally walking PCA. Oh, to get to Bethencourt. Bethencourt is 7 RBI. Like, it was just unfolding in front of me. Like being uncryogenically frozen and being introduced to a new world, except it was just the same baseball game where Paul Skeens had a 10-3 lead.
Christian Bethencourt has already 6.1 offensive runs above average. Cody Bellinger is at 4.6.
I love Dan, who's like, oh, sample size and everything's in a vacuum.
But it's fun.
It doesn't really matter. You're going to find your stats. And then you're like, hey, let me tell you about this massive sample size that isn't accurate, but it's cool.
It's called fun with small sample sizes. Absolutely.
You're right. Could be my weekend.
The Cubs are having fun with a good luck charm, and they are ticking off wins with a Sharpie on a candle that is in their clubhouse. So
Adam Studzinski just played a very layered song that applies to many things in Chicago sports, including Caleb Williams. I recognize the Caleb Williams piece too.
Does it? Honestly, I don't know anything about Taylor Swift. I just kind of picked the first one that came up over
because
here.
Because he's 22 years old.
Oh, okay.
Bears?
Okay.
Bears?
All right, so this is Taylor McGregor on Marquee explaining what's going on with the Cubs.
In the month of August, the Cubs have been one of the best teams in baseball. They've combined good pitching, good hitting, and goodness out of the bullpen, if you will. But something you might want to pay attention to, especially if you're a Swiftie, they've also added some Taylor Swift luck. So here's what I'm talking about. A couple weeks ago, Craig Counsell was gifted a Taylor Swift candle, and Danny Mueller, the Cubs clubhouse manager, decided to light it about 10 games ago. Well, the Cubs have won 7 out of their last 10. So on the top left of that candle, you see some hash marks, and they're keeping tabs on how many times they've lit this candle and the Cubs have gone on to win. So 7 was last night, trying to make that 8 here tonight. If you're a Swiftie, you believe in the magic of Taylor Swift. So don't tell me to calm down.
Well, an extra
credit to another Taylor who, as we were meeting with the manager yesterday, said, "Where's the candle?" And counsel said, "Oh, that's right. Thanks for reminding me."
A true Swiftie would never forget, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know what the actual, what kind of candle is it? I know that she said.
It's got wax in it, and it has a little wick at the top. Nope. You decided earlier on this show that we were going to be this way today.
Is it a crackly wood wick candle?
No.
How do you know?
Because I've seen it. I saw the picture. Because the Swifties have gotten a hold of this information, and they are very happy.
I did pause the game, and I did show it to Beth and Zoe, because I thought they'd get a kick out of it. And, of course, at the need to calm down thing, they both rolled their eyes like, "Oh, okay, I got you there." But I said, "Do you guys know what this candle is? Have you heard of it?" I said, "No. I don't know if it's technically licensed to or by Taylor Swift. I'm not sure how he got it. Could be a bootleg candle of some kind."
There's a TikTok that goes over all of this.
Whatever.
Naturally, because
I'm sorry, Layla, go ahead.
No, that's where the Swifties have the power, especially is on that TikTok. No, it's a candle that says this smells like Taylor Swift. So that's the idea. And then Craig Counsell, being a good manager in that he knows how to mix it up every now and then, because sometimes you just got to change things up, adjust mm-hmm. the mindset, like distraction. And I think it's been working.
Don't say distraction around the Northwestern program, though. Although they fired that idiot, right?
Was it a firing?
Yes. Yes. Darren Gregg, is that his name?
Derek.
Derek Gregg, women are greatest distraction.
That's Dude. Dan's and my favorite bit, where all I do is move my arms around all crazy, and Dan pretends to lose all concentration.
What? I lost my train of thought. I was too distracted by our greatest distraction. Yeah, stop doing that.
Sir, all you did is just explain a pretty basic weakness that you probably need to address amongst yourself.
I do have a question, though.
Yes.
Are candles in dugouts or clubhouses a regular thing in general?
After covering like many home and away clubhouses, you will see people light one every now and then, or
really?
Something. But, there's probably, I don't know that it's like top of mind necessarily.
Roma Dunze on Hard Knocks, they were in Woodman's at buying candles. Do the Bears light them in their meeting rooms?
Well, he was smelling them. I don't know if they were buying them.
Yeah.
No, they were very much discussing purchasing them.
Yeah.
Which one they would be made fun of for taking in. I think
on their list of these like toddler snacks that they had to get for professional athletes that they made fun of appropriately, there was a candle, and they were talking about, like, what was it, like sphagnum moss and oak or whatever it was. I don't know. And I only see them for like reiki intention setting on sleep videos.
I mean, if you're in a locker room, you know what a locker room smells like.
Bad, yeah.
Maybe a candle's a good idea.
What if it's an ass-scented candle?
Well, one of these candles is, it does say that's available on Etsy. The label is, "This smells like Taylor Swift farts." So there you go. There's another one that just says, "Light when Michael farts." So somebody was thinking about this.
Okay.
There is, one of my friends several years ago got another one of our friends a prank candle that starts normal and then smells like farts.
What?
It was hilarious.
That's incredible. You know,
it was like a long con joke too. Like, oh, it was so good.
You know how I told so you proud guys of him. I decoy my brother every now and then, like, blip. Guess what I'm going to get him for his birthday?
There you go.
Yes.
We have
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Thank you for that.
We have a candle in our downstairs the powder room. It is amazing. And it's called wood sage and sea salt is the smell.
What if it's not any of those things? They just put some stuff on the label.
No, it's great. It's Joe Malone.
Oh, yeah. Joe Malone is high end. Yeah.
Joe Malone.
Joe Malone just is not the same level of magazine.
Oh, no, 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 no. I don't know what from brands. You're telling me it's a good, that's a
yeah,
good candle?
Yeah, that's a very high end, because like, they do perfume and stuff.
Well, that here's what's so funny. I noticed.
Technology and stuff.
I walked in, I'm like, the bathroom smells amazing. And she said, oh, yeah, that's that candle. And I smelled it. I said, I really like the smell of this candle. I really do. And she's giving me a look. And I'm like, why are you looking at me like that? She goes, really? You really like the smell of that candle? I said, yeah, I do. She goes, what perfume do you think I wear every day? I said, well, you used to wear... right. I said, you used to wear Paloma Picasso. She's like, yeah, I haven't worn that for years.
Does Beth just issue you like challenges every now and then?
Yes. And she said, no, I haven't worn that for years. She goes, that Joe Malone Wood Sage and Sea Salt is the perfume that I wear. Maybe that's why you like it. And I said, oh, maybe it is. See, that's all good, right? We're good here.
I feel like that's a compliment.
Yes, I also like that's what I said.
I also like that you become Matt Eberflus in that situation, right? Yeah, that's good, right?
It's good, right?
Our culture is awesome.
We got tactics.
Matt Eberflus would be. I think he would be on board with a Taylor Swift candle.
I think so too.
Sure, he would.
And for anyone interested, I googled these, you know, Taylor Swift candles, and I also came across a This Smells Like Travis Kelce candle. So you can get that if you want to.
Wait a second. Texter says that's an $80 candle? What?
Craig Council doesn't mess around. He's a classy
person. No, no, no. I think he's talking about the Joe Malone one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
$80 for a freaking candle? Uh-oh. Are you out of your mind?
Uh-oh.
Sorry. I didn't mean to... That wasn't intended to you.
You
or
really
you
should
listening.
You know, I know you and Beth are both independently successful people.
No, no, no. I'm sure it was a gift.
Are you sure?
Yes. She
actively
wouldn't.
buys the perfume.
No, I know, but she wouldn't spend $80 on a candle. I guarantee you one of her friends in the industry knows she wears that perfume and got it for her as a gift.
I
guarantee you.
You guys really need to see the TikToks because the Swifties are on it. They did the whole like Zapruder film. I love a good TikTok where they go over copious amounts of research, you know, and come up with a conclusion. That's essentially my essence. So I really enjoy it when they do that on TikTok, you know, research to support your thesis and all. And
candle, Layla, essence of research? That would be your candle scent?
No.
Is there one that smells like variance? This candle smells like mathematical variance.
You know which candle I really like? And I'm not a big pumpkin spice person, but I am a big balsam person, you know, like when we get to Christmas.
Yeah, balsam is a fir tree.
Are great. Yeah. Those are my thing.
Can you distinguish it from like the rosemary pininess?
Maybe before I got the Delta variant of COVID.
Yeah. Well, that actually
I still am not at 100%.
Really?
No, it sucks.
Well, you know, there was an index, the Google searches of why can't I smell Yankee Candle or something like that.
COVID.
Yeah, but it was a leading indicator of COVID.
No, that's what happened. I had a little air freshener in my apartment that I had plugged in. And then I woke up and I couldn't smell it. And then I immediately knew. I was like, oh, crap.
Now, whatever's helping the Cubs win, I am all for it. And I hope I hope it continues.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.